Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 20th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. The predictive power of left atrial reservoir strain for long-term atrial fibrillation in the atherosclerosis risk in communities ERIC study. This study aimed to assess the standalone predictive power of left atrial reservoir strain, LARS measures, obtained from two-dimensional echocardiograms for long-term atrial fibrillation, AFib, prediction over 5 and 10 years. Researchers analyzed data from 5,442 older adults, median age 74, from the atherosclerosis risk in communities ARIC study, who had no prior atrial fibrillation. By investigating LARS, the study sought to determine if this measure could independently predict future atrial fibrillation development. Establishing such a predictive value would enable earlier identification of individuals at high risk for atrial fibrillation, facilitating timely monitoring and intervention strategies. Article number 2. Safety and performance of a novel defibrillation lead for left bundle branch area placement. Primary results of the LEADRLBBAP clinical trial. The LEADRLBBAP clinical trial investigated the defibrillation efficacy at implant and the safety profile of the OmniaSecure lead when used for left bundle branch area pacing, LBBAP. This study aimed to determine if this lead, previously successful in right ventricular placement, could serve as a viable option for physiological pacing in patients requiring an implantable cardioverter defibrillator, ICD. By enrolling patients indicated for ICD placement globally, the trial sought to establish the lead's performance. Successful integration of left bundle branch area pacing with defibrillation capabilities could offer a significant advancement in cardiac rhythm management for these patients. Article number 3. Optimization of pacing for patients receiving ineffective cardiac resynchronization therapy. This study investigated the characteristics and efficacy of pacing optimization strategies for patients experiencing a high percentage of ineffective cardiac resynchronization therapy, CRT. High ineffective CRT pacing, percentage CRT, has been linked to poor patient prognosis, yet optimal follow-up settings for these individuals remain unclear. Researchers assessed 225 consecutive patients between 2018 and 2024 using the effective CRT system from Medtronic Inc. The goal was to establish effective methods for optimizing CRT delivery, potentially improving outcomes for patients who are not adequately responding to standard therapy. Article number 4. Clinical and prognostic implications of precipitating factors in patients with spontaneous coronary artery dissection. This study aimed to evaluate the clinical and prognostic relevance of precipitating factors in patients presenting with spontaneous coronary artery dissection, SCAD, a rare cause of acute coronary syndrome, ACS. While SCAD has traditionally been linked to pregnancy, it is increasingly associated with emotional and physical stressors, the prospective Spanish SCAD Registry, RNDCE. Provided data from 388 patients across 34 centers since 2015, with coronary angiograms reviewed. By clarifying the impact of these factors, the research contributes to better understanding SCAD etiology and improving risk stratification in patient management. Article number 5. Incidence and predictors of atrial fibrillation after cable tricuspid isthmus ablation for typical atrial flutter. This study aimed to investigate the incidence and identify specific predictors of new-onset atrial fibrillation, AFib, following cavitreous tricuspid isthmus, CTI, ablation, a highly effective treatment for typical atrial flutter, AFL. While CTI ablation successfully treats atrial flutter, the subsequent emergence of atrial fibrillation is a known clinical concern with limited data on its predictors. Researchers included patients who underwent CTI ablation between 2016 and 2022, assessing baseline variables such as left atrial volume index, LAVI, and cardiac comorbidities. Identifying these predictors could significantly improve patient selection, risk assessment, and post-procedural management to mitigate the risk of developing new-onset atrial fibrillation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.